is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Ori.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time for Enlightenment in the City with Eli Hoshotara on the News for the Soul Network. Eli is a spiritual coach and intuitive reader with a unique flair. Strong yet soft, compassionate with a heart, she lives the consciousness of being feminine with strength. Eli tells it like it is. Welcome Eli Hoshotara back to News for the Soul.
Hi, everybody. I'm your host for this hour, El Hoshiam Tara. I see the lines are already open and people are on. So 831 and 111, you're on the line. So just hold on for a minute. So we are going to talk a little bit today about, building skill set. So when we're looking at building skill set, because I kind of have this little problem, I talk to people, it's like, oh, you know, we just have to increase responsibility in different areas. And you get people who are like, yeah, I'm already responsible in every area of my life. And it's like, well, you actually need to increase that. They're like, no, you don't understand. And I understand that sometimes, you know, we have conversations with people, right? And I mean, I've definitely been to seminars where it's like, it works this way, this way, this way. They're telling me this. And I'm like, no, I already do that. And they're like, no, you don't. And it's like, okay, got a practitioner who's not listening. Great. So I do understand it from that point where people don't feel like they're being listened to. But what I'm going to tell you about that, though, is that the advanced practitioner understands it is about increasing responsibility, even if they may put it a different way. Because for an advanced practitioner, they understand, usually because they've done enough to see the impact of their actions on their life, they understand that they have to do A, B, C, D, or E in order to get results. And when they are stuck somewhere, the reason they go for coaching is to have somebody say to them, okay, do A, B, C, D, E, and you'll get results. Or let's talk about why you're not getting a result. And they help to sort of break up the mind so that you can have an easier ability getting in touch with and getting your own patterns straight so that you're able to accomplish the things that you want to do. Because when there's hang-ups for what it is that we want to do, sometimes it's a blockage, yes, but what causes a blockage? And you've either got a mental blockage or some sort of physical issue that's helping contribute to a blockage. And a good coach is simply to get you to either break up the mental health, not mental health, but break up the mental block so that you can achieve the results that you want, or they recommend you to go somewhere else because they know of a different modality that is going to be something that, well, at least I do this, I know not everybody does, but I do this. I give you a different modality that is going to help you sort of like overcome some of the problems that you're stuck with, because that helps you build the skill set. And what is all of that really? It's increasing your responsibility in different areas. If we're talking about business, that becomes easier to understand. I'm responsible for this. I'm responsible for that. Okay, this is where I haven't done this. I haven't done that. And okay, I'm going to take it on. I'm going to do it. And that is increasing risk. But this is also true in every area of life, including whether you go to the doctor or not. If people who are very, very at the top of their game, they go to the doctor. Why? It's their responsibility to go to the doctor. If they need to go to the dentist, they go to the dentist. Why? Because it's their responsibility to go to the dentist. It's a responsibility to care for themselves, and they understand that, not just because it'll help them get to the next levels, increasing energy, for example, but also because they understand that they don't have a right to have other people have to deal with the side effects of their behavioral patterns or the issues that they're going to have if they don't. So, and this is not about being perfect. Sometimes, you know, people think that being of a higher level means that you're always going to be perfect every time, but you have to be perfect every time, every single moment. And that's actually not the truth. Because you can get very, very high and still have an issue of some sort. You know, one of my best teachers in one modality, he was an alcoholic. And when I say alcoholic, I mean active alcoholic. And when I say active alcoholic, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful teacher. But, you know, he'd be sitting there drinking right in front of us. And when I say drinking right in front of us, I don't mean like, you know, we're all sitting at a club, you know, having martinis or something or whatever that looks like. I don't drink, so I'm going to say martini because I've been watching James Bond a lot lately. But whatever it looks like to you, it's not like we're all sitting around having drinks and he's having a drink. It's like, you know, teaching you while he's, you know, and I won't go into it for the sake of his privacy, but it would have been something like, you know, he's on his fifth beer, you know, not what you're expecting from some individual who's, you know, very, very, has got an extraordinarily high healing ability. But, you know, that sort of thing happens. So when we're talking about increasing ability or increasing responsibility, that's in essence what self-development is. And sometimes people get really sort of resistant to that, but it's why some people have better lives than others. When people have very hard lives, for example, part of the reasons that they have such a hard life is they don't think they need to cooperate. And we see people who've been through a lot of trauma, that pattern gets passed through a lot more commonly than it will be in, for example, people who are very proficient in their lives. And it's not that, you know, everybody who's got a lot of problems is somehow lazy. No, I've met a lot of them that work really, really hard. They just aren't doing the things that they're supposed to do. So the house is spectacularly clean. And is that something that they should be doing? To some degree, obviously, yes, because you need to take care of your own stuff. But they sort of like clean the house and then don't go to therapy, or they clean the house and, you know, don't go for a walk to help relieve stress, or they're very good at working, but they will not go see the fucking doctor. So part of responsibility, you know, is to do these in all these different areas, including your finances, your mental health, your emotional health, taking care of yourself, taking care of your belongings, nurturing yourself, making sure that you're on the right path, nurturing the things that you need to do to keep on path. It also includes things like saying no to people, especially if people are going to be problematic for you, saying no to people that are going to cause a lot of drama in your family unit or your community and all those sorts of things. So it's not simply just that, you know, you have to do your housework or you have to, you know, do good at your career. Although those things are definitely part of it. And it does not mean that you're going to be absolutely perfect in both. Some people are, good for you, but not a lot of people aren't. And it's not about being absolutely perfect, but it is that if you want better results, then you're going to have to increase your responsibility in those things. And it doesn't mean taking on more work. For example, if somebody already does housework a lot, and I say increase your responsibility in that, they go out shopping and buy new items for their home and spend more time polishing them instead of going to the doctor, for example, then of course, obviously, that's not really going to be participating in life as fully as one needs to be, because you can actually reduce housework if you need to and increase your work if you have to, or increase your ability to or willingness to go to the doctor or increase health. And you may let some other areas go because they are not as important. For example, not every single object in the house needs to be polished every single day. Now, I definitely know people where that is not the case and their houses look absolutely spectacular. And is there a reason for it or a need for it? Sometimes, yeah. If you've got people, if you're running a business from your house and does a really well cleaned house give a better impression than a really dirty one? Absolutely. Does a well-cleaned house give a better impression than a, you know, reasonably cleaned house? Yep, absolutely. Does it make a difference? Oh, yeah. But it's not going to be needed at that level for every single person out there, especially if you've got kids, you both work outside of the home. You still want to keep the house neat. Why? Because you want to give your kids good skills, because people who have grown up helping out with household chores are actually more successful, and they've done a Harvard study on that. So you really want to make sure, like, that we're participating in things and increasing responsibility in the things that we need to do, and that's actually how we get a great life. And it's just increasing responsibility. You can look at it as increasing your potential, because they're really part and parcel of the same thing. It's also taking better care of yourself. It's all the same stuff. It's just about increasing skill set an increasing willingness and understanding that we need to increase our skill set and understanding that we need to increase our willingness to do these things. And that is one of the underlying motivating factors for why some people really succeed in life. And the sheer lack of it can be one of the contributing reasons, depending on the area it's done in, why some people really suffer in life. And does it make that much of a difference? Absolutely. Moving forward is absolutely key, and doing it in enough areas so that life starts to sing. So let's see here. So we got some callers. We have some people in the mailbag as well, but let's see the callers here first. So if you call in, just to be clear, even though we do mailbag as well, if you call in, you got top priority. And not to ignore our lovely mailbag peeps, you know, we definitely get to you as well. But we do reward you a little bit when you call in. So just an FYI there. So we have 574. You're up first with El Hoshi Amtara. And let's go. Hi.
Hello.
And what's your name and where are you calling from? Hi.
My name is Billy. They call me Hillbilly Johnson. I'm from Alabama.
Hillbilly Johnson. Okay, where are you calling from?
You sound like a sick parrot with that laugh out there. I told you, I'm from Alabama there. I'm not going to give you the exact area there because I believe there's helicopters flying all over. They might be trying to find me, but I'll give you the state. So what am I messaging you?
Okay, so you want to know what Spirit has for you today. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, because I almost forgot who the hell I was calling. Yeah, so what I want to know is if them Black Hawks up there every night lately, if they're going to find me, if I got to go in my shed there on the ground there and hide for a minute, or if they maybe they're looking for somebody else. Now, I do make a little moonshine there, and sometimes they come and get you there in the mountains. So I want to know, just read my spirit. Just read it. Are they coming for me or not there?
Okay, so give me a moment here. One moment here.
Checking my background.
Yeah, so you definitely have... Okay, so you definitely, absolutely... are having things that are trying to make contact for you completely and absolutely. Jane actually does, actually not giving you, let's see here, hold on. Normally I get a reading when I see certain things. I usually get the reading that I need to give people. They usually need to get sent to somebody to like cut cords and attachments and those sorts of things, because you definitely have things that you are getting. There are things that are definitely making contact. So what they're basically doing is, you know, you are right to be nervous. There are things that do not have your best interests. Let's see here for a moment. Just give me a second here. I'm just going to see what they want you to do about it. Hold on. Okay, so you need to really make sure that you're getting and talking to somebody who does detachments and those sorts of things, people that can really have actually alien abilities to be able to cut those sorts of cords, you know, and sort of like make the, how do I put it? You need somebody who's going to be able to do better protections against alien contact and that sort of thing, and you're going to need somebody who's going to be able to help with that. Unfortunately, I do not have a name for that. This is the first time I've actually come across a reading like this. So I don't have anybody to actually recommend, but definitely, absolutely, you definitely need some help with that. Let's see what else I want to say. Hold on here. So they're not trying to lift you off, it doesn't look like, but what they are definitely doing is having a little bit of fun with you. And you got to be really careful about what you're making contact with, what you're allowing to make contact with you. Those sorts of things can tend to go very, very wrong. You can have a hard time getting rid of them, for example. You know, you hear a lot of nonsense about, it's okay to talk to whatever's on the other side, nothing can hurt you. That's not true. Yeah, getting somebody who knows that stuff, I wouldn't even know where to begin to get you guidance on that. I'm not an alien person. I don't do the hardcore contact sort of things. You can look up the big alien guys. Maybe some of them have talked about it, you know, how to deal with it, how to, like, cut cords, or I don't even know if I would say cords, but how to cut the attachments and this, and the places that they're doing to mess with you. I would definitely talk to somebody about that completely and absolutely. So thank you so much for calling in. I wish I had more help on that. But, yeah, definitely something real that you're going through, and definitely something that I would go find somebody who that's their modality and they know how to do that. So we have, let's see, area code 956. 956, you're on the air with Elho Shamtara. Hello? Okay, so we're going to go to the mailbag, and we're going to do, let's see here, we've got Terrence in Ottawa, and Terrence would like a general reading around his finances. Okay, one moment here. Hold on, we got, let's see here, hold on. Hold on, I'm sorry, I got to go cut the cords because that alien stuff is hanging around longer. Hold on here. Okay, one moment here. Shoot. Terrence, I'm going to have to go back to him. Sorry, I'm getting too much interference here. Hold on. I'm going to actually try somebody else after that. I'm sorry, Terrence, because you were at the top of the list, but I'm actually going to try somebody else because I'm not sure what's overlapping your reading with the previous reading because the alien stuff is not letting go. So just give me a moment here. One moment here. Still on the here? Okay, so Wendy in Ontario, she's asking for a reading about her love life as it's been several years since she's had one. So one moment here, Wendy in Ontario. Okay, you know what? I can't do Wendy either. Hold on. I'm just going to see if I can find one that's a little bit different so that I can see if I can get a clear reading or not. One moment here. Okay. Let's see here. Hold on. Oh, I hate when I get infected, and that one didn't even stink. Okay, I am sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but it looks like things got fudged up, and I'm going to have to go do a clearing. So thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. I'm so sorry. Hopefully there is another show on that's following me today, but right now the clearings are not working, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to go off and do that because I want to be able to give you accurate readings. So we have Terrence in Ottawa, Wendy in Ontario, Harry in the UK, Pamela in Sedona, etc. We have Annie in Seattle, and I'm so sorry, but you are on the list for a future. I do have your questions here, absolutely, and I will get to you in the future. So thank you, everybody, so much for joining us for the whole 20 minutes of this hour, but it's going to be a short show today. Thank you so much, everybody. I love you. Take care of yourselves. You can come back next week at 3 p.m. PST. I will be here again, clear and ready to go. Bye-bye.
Since 1997, Soul Radio has been changing lives. From uplifting to unexplained, talking about breaking chains. Don't you know? News for the soul. Don't you know? News.
It's time for Enlightenment in the City with El Hosho Tara on the News for the Soul Network. El is a spiritual coach and intuitive reader with a unique flair. Strong yet soft, compassionate with a heart, she lives the consciousness of being feminine with strength. El tells it like it is. Welcome El Hosho Tara back to News for the Soul.
Hi, everybody. My name is El Hosho Tara. We're starting the show a little bit early today so you get a few extra minutes, so woohoo on that. So today we're actually going to do things a little bit differently. I see we have some callers on the line already. We have 636 and area code 917 as well. We also have all ones. So we're actually going to go to the callers first, and then I'll do my little teaching portion after. So area code 636, you're on the air with El Hosho Tara. Hello. Oh. Area code 636. Okay, let's try area code 917. Area code 917. You're on the air with El Hosho Tara.
Oh, hello. I wasn't expecting this. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Casey in New York.
Casey in New York. What can we do for you today, Casey?
Well, I have so many problems.
Well, I'm good at problems.
Yeah, and a lot of physical issues. I fairly recently was diagnosed with something that really knocked me for a loop, and had to do with circulation and blockage in my left leg.
Wow.
So I wonder, are you seeing, is there any spiritual or, you know, type of reason for it? Or basically, I never thought I had any of the risk factors. I have a good diet for a long time. I've been trying to work on other health issues, which are not that serious, but just kind of chronic infections and stuff. But this really scared me.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I don't, like I said, I'm not overweight or diabetes or high blood pressure, and my cholesterol numbers are a little high, but, you know, not like, you know, I always, the tests say below average risk.
Right.
So I don't understand, you know, so I wonder if you're getting anything from spirit.
Okay. One moment here.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I am seeing is you are being affected by the different energies completely and absolutely. It is mucking with your circulation. You would still have a blood clot anyways, but the difference between you protecting yourself energetically versus not is kind of like polluting a river. So if you've got a clean river, obviously, you know, the water is nice and clean. You know, you can hopefully see to the bottom depending on where you live in the world. But what you've got instead is you've got this sort of like murky, energetic, they're telling you actually possession.
Mm.
So, and that's really making the waters very, very murky. In terms of, let's see here.
Wow.
Yeah, if you got Jane Phillips, she's on Monday at, I think, 2 p.m. PST. She does really good entity removal. She breaks curses. She does all those sorts of things. She's not intuitive. She doesn't do the reading part in that format, but however she works. She does really well with the breaking curses, though, because you have definitely got things that are causing fogginess. You've got things that are really taking a number on your head, on your memory, on your thinking processes, and it's a very, very dirty energy. It was like watching somebody take not a ton. This is a really important point, because it's like, well, how many dump trucks? You know, if we're going to do this energetically, like, let's see what we're dealing with. And I'm being shown like a very small, like a dump truck, but a very small amount is going in, but for some reason it's really, really taking a toll on your energy. So, I mean, a river should, technically speaking, you know, should be able to take, you know, a dump truck full of garbage and have it clear out eventually, even though that's going to be really disgusting. It's going to take time to move things. But for some reason with you, that little bit of pollution is really dirtying the waters, like really hardcore dirtying the waters. And so you have an ability to clear it up. You do have an ability to get it cleared up, because I'm seeing like the water at the top of the river looks fine. But it's like when it hits that one point where, you know, all this energy has been stuck in, all of a sudden it gets really dirty. And she's really good at helping do deal with clearing out the energy. That's changed a lot over the years. It used to be, trying to think now. There's a bunch of different modalities that used to work that don't work anymore, but Jane still works. So she's a really good one. Pay attention to what she's telling you, because you're going to want to use whatever she teaches you for clearing it. You're going to want to have a pen and paper handy, because you're going to be able to want to do that to clear your energy out very often. You know, sometimes people think, well, you know, if you're good enough at this, you shouldn't have to clear your energy. But all the best people that I know regularly clean their energy on a really, again, regular basis. Things get in, they really affect things. They affect things very quickly. So if anybody tells you, like, you know, you don't have to be doing that all the time, you know, I'm cleaning once a day sometimes. Sometimes I'm cleaning more often, sometimes a little bit less, depending on what I'm doing and who I'm interacting with. And that's even if I'm not interacting with people, sometimes it'll have to happen. So she's got a really good protection method that'll really be able to help you a lot, and she'll be able to help you break the curses. And let's see what else. Hold on here.
Yeah.
And so what I'm seeing is that you have a tendency as well to go into, I'm going to call them high traffic, high frequency, not frequency as in high frequency, like, oh, we're going to the light, but in terms of a lot of potential for getting infected. So some of the places, some of your regular spaces that you like to go to, that could be, you know, shopping, coffee, going to listen to music, anything like that. And I'm seeing that a lot of the people that are in those environments are really carrying a lot of different energies, and they're pretty much a hot pot of, like, negative energies. It's kind of like walking into not quite a Ghostbusters movie, but, you know, where they've got, like, the big scene. But there's definitely things flying around, and you definitely want to stay out of that. You've got a stronger ability than most people to keep yourself from getting infected. But it's kind of like know your limit, play within it, and you're really pushing the boundaries of the people that you're able to hang out with safely. And so it's kind of like you're teasing the universe a little bit, like, you know, can you, like, you know, I should be able to go do this, like, you know, what are you going to do about it? Energetically, I can hold my own. But then, of course, things have changed so much. Well, things like that may have applied in the past. They are not applying right now. There's a lot of things that are getting in, and because you're going into those environments and you're not really having your protections up, possibly because you didn't need to have them before. I'm not sure how they're not showing me how much you've been reliant on your ability to self-protect, but it's sort of like now they're coming around and hanging around you, just sort of like, you know, Jalen is like, okay, well, you know, Casey's not putting up her boundaries. She's not doing this. We can kind of hang out with Casey. And then the other energies are kind of like coming around going, oh, look, fresh pickings, because Casey's not protecting herself. And they're kind of, you're kind of getting, I don't want to quite say, yeah, it's marked. You're kind of getting marked by some of the lesser energies that the bigger ones can come to play, because you're not shooing away the lesser ones. So it's kind of like if you're hanging out with celebrities, you know, like the A-listers have walked into the club, except, you know, and they're like not necessarily paying attention to you. But then all the B-list celebs and C-listers are talking to you, and they're like, nah, I'm bored. Oh, look, I'll go talk to, because she's surrounded by celebrities. You know, I'll go talk to her because she's surrounded by celebrities. But we're doing this like in the negative entity format. So you're getting some really big ones that, you know, quite frankly, I wouldn't want to mess with. You're getting them kind of like, oh, look, there she is. Hi. And they're kind of like going over you. And you're looking at things like getting a lot of spirits are trying to jump into people right now. So that is something that you need to be concerned about, because some of the big ones are trying to, you know, do that with you. And they're not things to be messed with. Really, really clear about that. They are very big. They are definitely things you're going to want to stay away from. And the best way to do that is to get rid of the ones that you can. Make sure you keep your energy clear. Make sure you keep that sort of thing away from you. And you're still going to need some medical help. That is very clear, because even those things going away, you're still going to have some of the after effects of the body. But you're really being called to make sure that you're taking things to the next level in self-care and protection, who you're hanging out with, saying no to the people that are very infected, that sort of thing.
Wow, I don't see this a thing. I hardly hang out with anybody these days, and I don't go to places except for when I need to stock up on supplies, and I go for walks in the park near me. And that's really my life as far as dealing with other people, except some people I talk to on the phone, and I don't, you know, not as like-minded as me, and maybe the internet. Now, something happened to me last year on the internet. I thought maybe I should mention this. I was all over. I tend to go to sites that maybe I shouldn't go to, you know, especially that they're so censored, but that's how I say that, what the hell, I should be able to do this. Maybe that's what you were picking up on. And last May, as far back as last May, I just kind of had a premonition of what was coming, and I about the shots, and I just kind of had knew that, and I went on this. I became obsessed. I went on this search to find articles that, you know, talking more about that, and I got taxed on the computer on this one website, and it was like the thing blasted out at me. And the virus program took care of it. And I was like, well, what is that? And I went and did it again. And then it blasted me. And I really felt like something came out of the computer and hit me. I was suddenly so dizzy and nauseous. The room was spinning. And I said, okay, let me go to bed. And, you know, maybe I'll wake up tomorrow. This will be gone. So I woke up the next day, and I was fine. And I had my coffee, and I went back and started to read my email. I did not go near that website or any other websites, just on my email. And all of a sudden, it came over me again, and the room was going like I was on a boat, and I couldn't keep my balance. I had to go back to the bed, and then I started throwing up, and this went on for, like, days. Anyway, so my first thought was, did I get some kind of attack from the website, you know, from the whatever it was, malware or something on this website or through my computer, and is that what made me so sick? And could that possibly have stayed in my body and be causing all this stuff now? Yeah. Or is that too crazy? I couldn't, you know, it's been haunting me. I couldn't ask it of anybody, but since we're on this conversation, I thought maybe I should mention it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, and the thing is, the two attacks were the smaller ones. The bigger one is the one you did not see, and that's the one that made you sick. Step on two of them. So just to give you an idea of, like, how big the big ones are, it's the two small ones that you picked up on. It was not the big one.
Wow.
So that's what you're going through when you're getting those little attacks. Other than, like, those sites, the internet seems like it's a bit of a safer place. But yeah, those, like, when you're going into chat rooms and explaining why I saw, like, a club sort of thing, because you see, like, you know, the little rooms and stuff like that. So I thought it was, like, you know, you're going in there to listen to music, but that would make sense about, like, you know, you've got a little club of, you know, people. So that would make sense. But yeah, you're getting hit with things that are, let's see here.
You know, and after that happened last year, I haven't felt anything else. You know, any other things from the computer. So I thought, oh, maybe I've made myself stronger, because I do a lot of work, and I've, you know, been doing meditations and things I thought could clear my energy and create an armor around me. So much for that.
Yeah, no, so much for that, because because the two that you felt, the reason you can't feel the rest of them, and there's a lot more that started coming out, the reason you can't feel them is sort of like if, well, okay, so my grandparents on both sides they're fishermen. My grandfather on my father's side, you know, were Scottish, right? So fishing. And so when you walk into one of my grandparents' house, if it smells like fish, for me, that's a happy memory. So if I go to the fish market, it's like, oh, you know, grandma's house. People, they walk into the fish market and they're like, wah! Same thing, right? Because if you're used to it, or if you have a positive association with it, what bugs somebody else isn't going to bother you. And because you got hit with those two other things, a lot of it's smaller. It's, you know, maybe you're getting a little bit of a scent of fish, you know, maybe you're getting a hefty memory because you're not quite picking up on things, but you're not getting the fact that you're getting loaded, loaded, loaded. And they're, like, coming, they're coming, they're coming, and there's, like, a lot of them. They just, it's kind of like the small fish are, you know, there's, like, a lot of, like, you're not dealing with minnows for the small fish, but then, this, like, they're sizable, but then all of a sudden you've got like the little minnows of energy that come flying in, and there was like maybe 20 or 30 of them. Like, you've got like a little school, so to speak, to keep with the metaphor, coming out of the computer and keeping coming at you. And so that attitude of like, you know, I should be able to do this, I should be able to do that, is really not working for you, because things have, they've changed. Like, even like 3 years ago, what I could do to protect myself or to do a lot of these amazing things, I don't recommend anymore because they just don't work anymore.
Wow. That's amazing. So yeah. Are these coming from my, these curses are from my computer, or is the whole space, the apartment, contaminated first?
Some in the apartment first, but you had some clear space. Now it's looking a lot more contaminated, not super contaminated, but it's definitely, you've got more so. The size of the attacks on the small fish, for example, some of the apartment looks like it to that degree. Some of it looks like some of the minnows, which means it's a little bit lighter, but there's a lot of it. And your good space is gone down quite a bit. That's another thing that Jane does. She's really good at clearing spaces and stuff like that. So that's another thing that she'll be able to do for you. Okay. Is to be able to clean out your apartment. But yeah, anything that you've been visiting in the past, even like, you know, grocery stores, there can be like spots in stores where, and you know this, I gather, by you're able to feel those things, when you feel that spot in the store, you know you got to stay out of it. So like those two aisles, you know, maybe that's not the day you pick up whatever you were planning to eat, you just stay out of it. Because, I mean, you do have a strong capability, and I'm not quite sure. Oh, hold on here. Okay, so you are one of those people, you need to learn to appreciate your gift, because I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, you have the strong ability to, like, where did it go? I know things have changed, this or anything else there. And what they're telling me is basically you didn't hold on to it. You didn't really think that it was needed. And so it's like more about having, for you, it's about having appreciation for it. And then I see you being able to get up a very good, strong, like incredibly strong boundary that a lot of things are going to be able to not get in quite as easily, but they still can, you know, because, I mean, things are a little tricky now. But you do have a very strong capability. So if you understand that and you nurture it and you honor it, you really do have, not quite an armored car, but you've got pretty darn good, like pretty close to that in terms of protection, which is more than I've seen in a lot of people, quite frankly. So you've got the ability, just don't take it for granted.
I have the ability to protect myself, is that what you're saying?
You have the ability to protect yourself. You have the ability to grow the protection, and you have it to be very, very strong. Like, not quite as much of as an armored car, because an armored car, I mean, that's pretty hardcore, but you've got pretty, you know, more than about 3/4 of the way there to an armored car. You've got that strong of a protection, provided you're not just sort of like depending on it to sort of take care of it for you, so you don't have to watch out. So it is something you do have to maintain, just like any boundary, just like any fence, you got to maintain it. But you do that, and you've got a really strong one. So you have a very strong form of protection, provided you're willing to nurture it, pay attention to it, and not take advantage of it.
Oh, okay. So that's what you meant. I took that for granted, and that's why it went away?
The boundary, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So how do I bring it back and nurture it? Or do I, if I have
well,
to
you
get clear?
Well, you tell me. How did you get your boundaries in the first place? Because you've got a very strong one. You've got that strong capability. So how did you get that in the first place?
I don't know. I connect myself to Mother Earth and to beyond, beyond, the beyond. imagine the two energies coming down and up from the earth and swirling, and declare that I'm a spiritual being, and I am that I am, a powerful divine, sovereign being of pure source light, and no one and nothing can have dominion over me. And I create a protective shield around me, golden armor, silver light, and claim only God and energies of the highest and best can enter. Sometimes I'll ask Archangel Michael to come and clear me of any negative entities, energies, imprints, implants, AI, nanobots, all that. And I create an energy around me and say all that stuff and include spike proteins when I go out. So I guess, you know, maybe that's not enough, though, if I'm now really confused. So that's what I try to do for boundaries, I think.
What I've seen is when you were a little girl, you had some, you were talking to or met a spirit, and you basically made some sort of agreement with it to be able to step into it and it would protect you. So you actually made this agreement when you were very young, like, I forget my ages precise now because my kids are grown, but like say 5 to 7 years old. Somewhere in there, like you were quite young, and you made an agreement with the energy that it was going to envelop and it was going to protect you. Definitely something that you made an agreement with. So you can talk to that and you can ask it to show itself. You can have conversations with that, see what it's about. You know, when I check into a little bit more, it does seem like there is something very beautiful within that. The outside looks a little bit more gray, so I was a little bit nervous about what might be contained, but then I see a very beautiful female spirit inside, sort of like cream or like light pink, sort of shimmery dress, and that seems to be inside the spirit that agreed to protect you.
Wow.
So have a conversation with her, and see what you're going to be able to do with that, because she's got some sort of vested interest in protecting you. I don't do the spirit guide thing normally. Unfortunately, you can talk to somebody else about that. We've got a lot of great people on the show. But you do have somebody or something that's showing up in a female form that you have an agreement with for protection, and she's got a vested interest in doing it for you.
Does she have a name or go by?
I'm getting Angela or Angelica.
Mm. Love it. Okay.
But that would be somebody, that would be something to call one of the people that deals with spirit guides and stuff like that, because I don't normally see them, but that seems to be a very good source of protection. And the fact that you're getting help, may explain, because like all the Archangel Michael stuff, like I talk to Archangel Michael too, but a lot of the stuff I haven't, that you've mentioned, I'm not really seeing it give you the protection to the level that I'm seeing you get the protection when you're having this agreement with her.
Wow. So I have to rekindle that.
You have to rekindle that and have a really good conversation about like purpose, you know, the agreement you had, what is the purpose for your life with this? You know, what is her purpose for doing this with you? All those sorts of things. And I think I've got a funny feeling you're probably going to get a really interesting story out of that. Possibly.
Wow. Wow, I'm very blown away. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Casey. Good luck with that, and let us know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you again. Okay. Have a great night. Many blessings.
You too, awesome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Just going to do a quick clearing here. Okay, so we've got all ones, you're on the air with Elho Shatara.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, are you 909-ing me?
I don't know what 909-ing is. You're on the air with Elho Shatara, newsfromthesoul.com.
Wonderful. Just my zip code, honey. I'm so sorry. Thank you. I mean, area code. See what I mean? That's the shape I'm in.
Okay.
Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, ladies, help. Jeez, I'm out of beer. Seriously. Oh, no. Okay. Wow. That other previous one just wore me out. Don't go, that's you too now. And I'm like, no. Okay, what do you need to know about me so we can get started? And I really am grateful for this. I need help.
Oh, great. Well, your name, where you're calling from, and what you would like help with.
Hey, Cindy from Southern California.
Hi, Cindy. Okay, and what can we do for you today?
Well, I just sold my house, and my buyers are kind of, I don't know. And then everything goes weird, and it took too long, and I got a lot less than I thought I was going to get, and there's energy swirling all over the place, and they're really into me. Now they want my car, and I'm feeling very overwhelmed, and I got to tell you that I signed lots of documents because, you know, the home selling process is very long, tedious, and I might add quite overwhelmingly disgusting. But anyway, especially when escrow companies spell addresses wrong, have wrong addresses for people and don't even get me started and have tons of omissions. But I'm detail-oriented. I practice medicine all my life, and so when I see a detail, I refuse to sign anything. It has to be fixed. And then I send it back for correction to the realtor and the company, and then I get it back again. It's wrong again. And then I go, come on now, you guys, please. And then I get it back again, and it's still wrong. And I'm like, signed the documents on Friday the 13th, and I need to fly out in the plane on September 11th. Holy God, help me.
Okay, that's quite the ordeal. And good for you, because I have done readings on escrow in the States there on the West Coast. And you want to make sure that you have everything right down to the frickin' letter, because I'll tell you, there's some good ones. We definitely use good ones in the past, but there have been some of them that are like, oh, you need to stay the frick away from. You will not get your money back from them. So good for you on the details. You want to make sure you got that
one. Oh, my God.
One.
You're not even going to believe it, but I'm $1,200 ahead after I found their errors also. You don't even want to know. The people that are buying the house, she's the loan officer on the loan. And what's even crackier is that the escrow, the realtors, the brokerage, they're all in cahoots.
Yep.
Okay?
Sounds about right.
So
yeah.
I am irrelevant, apparently, and I'm one of the most powerful people I've ever known. And for me to be irrelevant, I'm like, whoa. I swung Thor's hammer last week and said, this stops now. That's it. You're done, all of you. Get it together or we're walking, all
Good.
Of you.
Good.
So now getting on a plane, oh, my God, I can't be doing this with the Afghanistan going stuff. What do you see? Help.
Where are you wanting to go to?
I got to go to the Midwest. We're out of here. The moving van comes the 7th, 8th, I guess. I did this because I already had to cancel another situation because I couldn't get anything lined up with the correct buyer. I picked them over a whole bunch of people, and I did it. Now I don't necessarily regret it, but they've moved up the escrow again, or the closing date again. I still get to stay in here as planned, but I canceled previous stuff to play along with this. Now I had to get this done solidly, and I'm going to be leaving on the week of the 6th throughout that weekend, and I close at, I mean, it's already closed, and I'm already funded. But what really disturbs me is having to get on a plane, dig this, at midnight, either on the 10th or the 11th.
Yeah. Okay, you definitely want to skip getting on the plane on the 11th. The energy around that, you definitely want to skip that. But, yeah, you've got...
Wait a minute. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I got to tell you, on the plane is a red eye. It leaves at 11:55 on the 10th. It arrives at O'Hare at... It'll already be 6 o'clock in the morning, Midwest time. So I am there on the 11th in a big airport. But the other choice is leaving on the 11th at 11:55, which will be in 5 minutes, the 12th.
You want that one. You want that one. That is the one you
That's
want.
That's what I thought. All
so,
right.
Yeah. You're going to have to, so the big guns with everybody playing games with the house, you are going to want that. Basically what you're dealing with is the buyer. They've got a little nice little vortex going on, and a lot of nasty things are going in to that. You are not going to make that gain. You are going to want to make sure your energy barrier is up. You are going to want to make sure things are clear. I've never seen people actually do that, but, hey, things are crazy right now, as you know. I'm seeing an energy vortex. They're pulling a lot of nasty things towards them.
Why?
The power of the negative. People don't understand that. They have no idea what they're doing to themselves when they're pulling a bunch of garbage and they think they're getting away with it. Prime example, I've never seen it this strong, but it's kind of like taking cotton candy off and, you know, you've got a fan, except the fan's sucking things in and you're watching the cotton candy fly in. It's just going, going,
oh, my
going,
God,
going,
one of your good ones?
Sure.
All right, ladies, you're not going to believe it. My neighbor is really cool. I've been looking to buy for 5 years, and I only found the house in June. I bought it immediately and then sold this later, thinking we'd be this kind that would go in 4 days. We were told that years ago. It took a month and a half. I'm freaked out. Actually, they wanted it the minute they got here, and I was looking for different buyers. All right, so here's what happened. We were just over the weekend rolling around, the neighbor and I that had gone with me to look for homes with me a couple of times in the past. They pulled up next to us and rolled down their window. We didn't have, my neighbor goes, who's that? I go, my buyers. And she goes, what the hell? And they're screaming my name and going, oh, my God, how cool. We saw you. It was your hair. You have big hair. We saw you. We're kind of like stalking you. We want your car. Hey, man. Hi.
Oh.
Oh, God. What is it?
God. That's, yeah, no, it's just the fact that they're doing that for you. And yeah, no.
Why? But they want to be us. They want to be me and my mate. They want this so bad. And I feel like something bad's going to happen before I even get out of here because they paid for it ahead of time. I have insurance. They have insurance. But I'm like, oh, my God, why is the universe doing this to me?
Okay, so they're...
I don't deserve this.
Well, this isn't going to feel quite right, but this has got nothing to do with you.
I thought that.
Yeah, okay. Cause
I knew it.
When they're shooting it at you, it's just like, oh, look, the stuff they're vortexing in, they're spewing out. You were worried about me saying, look, this is what's happening to you. You too. This is like the Ghostbusters movie, right? Like, oh, it's the stuff goes into the vortex, the stuff comes out of the vortex. So what is
my
it?
God.
Puking, right? So you've got that coming and going. In terms of...
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, in terms of actually moving to the Midwest, I do want to give you some caution. It's going to be a little bit worse for the ride in the Midwest.
Knew it.
It would be in California. California does look better.
What?
So it does.
I'm escaping this. I can't put up with this.
It looks better than the Midwest.
What do you mean, as in terms of grocery delivery supplies?
In terms
do you
of
mean-
like your happiness?
Oh, I already know. That's going to suck. I got to get out of here before we kick out. This house isn't going to last. It's already showing me. It's already pissed as hell. Their realtor was walking around in here. I can't even talk today. And I didn't take my thyroid. Jesus. And their realtor was walking around in here and going like, oh, my God, is there a ghost in here? And we went like, what are you talking about, dude? Well, I talked to your husband, and he freaked me out. And I go, like, okay. So then he followed me into another room, and he goes, anybody die in here? And I go, no. You know why? Because he's evil, okay? And I felt it, and they felt it. The energies in here are goosing him, and he's, like, scared. Ha-ha.
Yeah, you've got an ability. Part of the reason you were able to live in that house is because you calmed the house down.
It doesn't
Seriously.
Want us to leave. It's in a forest. It loves us, and we love it, but it's going, dude. Shit's cracking. Floors are shifting. Land, we live on top of a canyon and top of a forest, and all kinds of stuff's going on down there.
Yep. You remember that kid?
Coyotes are wailing.
Yeah, and there was a kid's movie where there was, like, the angry house. I forget what it was, but it would, like, walk up on stilts, and it was some kid with balloons or something. It was some animated cartoon. I forget how long it came out. Yeah, your house.
It was called Up.
Up, there you go. Yeah, so you leave the house, your buyers are not going to have fun in there, to say the least, because they're buying that house, in essence. they are going to have a crazy, crazy time. People are going to think it's haunted or something like that. So be wary of it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. It's like the house is going to eat them.
I knew it. Are they going to come back on me?
Nope. They're going to, they're actually going to make friends with the house. So it's going to look, and again, things can change. So make sure you're very clear with everything before you get out of there, because if things mm-hmm. change, you need to be responsible for that. I can't be responsible for it. But so far, what things look like currently is sort of like the house is going to sort of like envelop them, and it's going to look, you know, like those cola candies, those cola chewy gummies. It kind of looks like they're being held inside the house by like this sort of like film that's going to keep them in, and they're going to be calmer and they're going to be miserable and doing a lot of dark stuff inside, but the house is going to hold them in. So the kind of like looking at, I like to like put crystals around people, because I read that in somebody's book about like putting people in crystals so that, you know, their negative energy can't come out. That's going to kind of like be the house, and it's just going to hold in all their dark energy. So it's going to be kind of like an energetic a kind of prison for them, and they're just going to be doing a lot of dark stuff in the house, but the house will be able to contain
it. They don't emanate darkness, but their realtor does. And so do his parents, who were the home inspectors. They were evil. They emanated it. There were ripples of horror going through when they were here. They were evil. They were mean. They were snarky. They said really bad things to me, like, "You're in a lot of trouble." I'm like, what?
You.
What?
No, they're gonna
they go, "You don't have a cover on your outlet, your spare bedroom." I'm like, where? Like, that's going to upset you? I'm like, what? Apparently, I'd put an armoire in there from, like, you know, 1930, and we'd left it in there the last 30 years, and so it knocked off the cover. So it fit in a cubbyhole right in front of a window.
Right.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, Lord. If these are the kind of people that are worried about this, what the hell am I doing? So I told my realtor, they got to go. I feel real weird on them. They got to go. And then I picked them because they wrote me a letter. See? Whoa.
Yep. And still looks like it's kind of weird to say this about another human, but the house will contain the energy.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I don't